from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. Today, I wanted to answer the question, what should you study in school? Should I even go to college? As time goes on, people are getting more and more educated. Somehow, Abraham Lincoln practiced law with virtually no formal education. And I did fact check this. According to Wikipedia, his formal schooling was limited, the aggregate of which may have amounted to less than 12 months. Nowadays, more and more people are going to college. You might ask yourself, should I? And if so, what should I study? As someone who graduated college and got a master's degree, I would have to say I'm fond of college. I think college is a worthy endeavor. I learned skills I use in my job every day, but I also learned things that were not directly related to my major that helped me. I learned about geography, how the distribution of resources can impact a society and people. I learned about the scientific method, philosophy, politics, lots of things that don't directly pertain to my job, but I found very relevant to life. If you are considering college, and I think you should, get a degree in a field that teaches you a usable, in-demand skill. Some degrees are less than ideal for this. While my philosophy class was instrumental in my learning and my understanding of reality, bachelors of philosophy are not in super high demand, at least to my knowledge. For that reason, I say focus on STEM and business majors. As an engineer, with just a bachelor's degree, you can make great money. And one more thought about college. Consider a community college for the first 2 years. They are cheap, and if you don't know what you want to do, you can figure it out there. Paying big university tuition to switch around majors and fiddle around with all these different possibilities is pretty expensive and not very frugal. While you're in school, you can also work, which I recommend as well. I lived at home for my first 2 years of school and worked half of it. I saved close to 90% of my money, and I recommend you do the same. Now, college isn't the only route. You can go to a trade school as well. But I would definitely recommend doing something to further your education after high school. I think what you study in school should ideally be related to the field you want to pursue. And sure, life is unexpected and things change, but I think the question, what should I study, should be linked to what do I want to do after school. Now, you might be asking yourself at this time, so, Mr. Frug, what is it you do again? And of course, the answer is...
As an accountant, at a place where accountants work, as an accountant. Yes, I like my job. Yes, I like my job. I'm living life and having fun. This numbers job is number one. As an accountant.
All right. So let me give a little bit more specifics than just at a normal place where accountants work. So while I was at community college is when I decided my major was going to be accounting and that I was going to work in the accounting field. Now, why did I decide this? There's a lot of factors, and ultimately I thought accounting was going to be a stable career with a good earning potential. And actually, when I decided my major was going to be accounting, my heart wasn't set on being an accountant professionally. I think I initially chose accounting because it gave me more options, that if I went in and majored in accounting versus just business in general, I could always do business in general. But with accounting, I could also do accounting. One other consideration of mine is that I actually am not all that good at math, and by math I mean higher level math like calculus. So that kind of eliminated becoming an engineer like my dad. Ultimately, I doubled down, went on to work at a Big Four accounting firm and to get my CPA license, which I think also is a consideration for you as you choose a career. In addition to getting more education after high school, you might also seek additional accreditations, licenses, and certifications. Everything is not always about skill or ability. You also have to have external proof that you have abilities, and sometimes having a license can help with that. Additionally, it may be a legal requirement for some aspects of your job. For me, I don't do anything that strictly requires me to be a CPA, but being a CPA helped give validation that I know what I'm doing. Ultimately, it's up to you to find something that balances what you enjoy doing and what you're good at, as well as something that has earning potential. Some people, you know, buck this trend. For instance, Dan Carlin, you know, the podcaster, he's a huge podcaster, way bigger than me, has a show called Hardcore History, and I think he does well for himself, was a history major in college. And I may have poked a little bit of fun at a history type major, but I suppose if you're dedicated, you can really make anything work. I know accounting, in many ways, isn't the most exciting career, and there's some merit to that. Accountants work pretty hard, but I will say that it's a very stable career. Even a company that is losing money or is on the verge of collapse still kind of needs their accountants, and they still need their lawyers. So those are kind of the last people to go. So I'd encourage you to look holistically at what you want to do. Consider what you enjoy doing, but also consider practical aspects. How much is it going to pay, etc. Because it doesn't make a lot of sense to go to school for a long time, rack up a bunch of debt for a career that doesn't pay very well. For me, a big part of college, beyond the learning, is also the potential to earn more. It's been said, college is the gateway to the middle class, and I think there's merit in that. And a college degree, in many ways, is just the new high school now. Like I alluded to before at the beginning of the episode, apparently way back when, you could teach yourself to be a lawyer. Today, that's not the case. Becoming an accountant, or a CPA at least, requires college, as well as becoming a lawyer, becoming a doctor, doing all those things. You need to have some college. And I think going to college is kind of mocked a little bit by some in the personal finance space. By people who talk about Bill Gates and others like him who dropped out of college and say, well, if Bill Gates became so successful and dropped out of college, you should too. And really, I think that's kind of a fallacious way of thinking. People like Bill Gates are definitely the minority, like such a small minority, whereas most people who graduate college make more money than they would have otherwise. But it's probably not for everyone. While I loved it, I know others did not. So that's something to consider too. And like I mentioned before, there are other ways to get more education, not just college. I'd also like to give a very special thanks to Lindsay, who got the rights to that audio clip I played earlier. Thank you also to Rocky for agreeing to sell the rights for this episode. As always, thank you for listening to The Frug Life. Have a great week and stay frugal.
What do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Where do you work?
At a place where accountants work.
Do you like your job?
Yes, I like my job, and my job is an accountant.